You have published a book entitled The Global Fight Against LGBTI Rights. And can you tell us what is this fight about?
So, actually, I can tell you a little secret, because our working title for the book was not Fight. That was the editorial choice to call the book The Global Fight Against LGBTI Rights. We worked with the title The Global Resistance to LGBTI Rights. And resistance, in a way, catches more what we are really talking about, because it's undeniable that starting in the 1980s, groups working towards obtaining more equal rights for LGBTI people have achieved successes all over the world. I mean, especially in the Western world, it started with the decriminalization of homosexuality. Then Now we are discussing same-sex marriage, the right to adopt children. So LGBTI issues have in a way become, you know, more mainstream, more normal. It's no longer taboo. It's no longer criminalized. It's no longer stereotypically talked about as it was in the past. So when we talked about resistances, we actually meant resistances to precisely that development. And it's also true, though, that these resistances then develop into fights, because in the end it comes down to a fight of groups that are against equal rights for queer, homosexual, transsexual people and those who are for them. So in the end, we are talking about a fight between two normative views.